All right, so Holly is on an emotional island right now because the person she's been having an emotional affair with cut her off. Let's go ahead and get into some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I've been dealing with an emotional affair.
Okay.
I had never cheated on anyone before, and this affair forced me to examine why I was falling for another person outside of my marriage.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I confessed the affair to my husband. And I've gone back and forth with the other person, trying to cut things off, then missing them and starting right back up again.
Okay, so she's talking about an emotional
affair not a physical affair.
Okay, gotcha.
The other person drops a bomb on me and says they can't talk to me anymore, so now I'm stuck.
Okay.
I've tried spicing things up with my husband and making an effort, and he's not in the least interested in trying.
Oh.
He thinks I just need to get over it, accept things the way they are. And now my safe text-only outlet is gone. Has anyone else experienced this? Am I going to have to just accept things the way they are? I'm at a loss as to what to do. This really, truly sucks.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so she did say, right, that she nothing physical happened between her and the other person. It was just kind of a text sort of thing.
And I guess, you know, she's trying to jumpstart their romance with her husband, and he doesn't
and
seem
he
interested.
He just seems not receptive to that.
Even after she told him about the emotional affair. So he knows about it.
Yeah.
But he's just like,
huh.
Don't do that.
All right,
and no,
whatever.
I'm not changing.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Get over it. That's your cross to bear.
And I feel like, Holly,
that's not very healthy either.
No, because he needs to meet you halfway and start, you know, so that you feel fulfilled in the relationship and don't feel the need to go outside of it emotionally, physically, or anything like that.
Now, yeah, I was going to say, we don't know the extent, but obviously it was enough that Holly recognizes it as an emotional affair.
Right.
Like you know, she's
like,
obviously confiding in someone.
Like, if my husband saw these text messages, he'd be mad.
This would be something that
crosses a line.
Right, that crosses a line, you know. Oh, man.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, the onus isn't all on her.
Yeah.
She's now trying to
re-engage
in the marriage, and he's not meeting her halfway with that. So if he is invested in the marriage, he needs to listen to what she needs from him, and they need to work together
to
get that connection reestablished.
There is a level of disconnect from him, too.
Sure, yes, which obviously drove her to seek that emotional needs from someone else.
Okay, 502-795-1997.
He's not filling her cup.
No.
And he apparently doesn't care that he's not filling her cup.
Yeah, and that's kind of the bad part of it. Yeah. Okay.
He's just kind of like, suck it up, this is it. This is what you got.
This is what you signed up for.
Yes. That's not a recipe for success.
Yeah, all right. 502-795-1997. If you've been through this and can offer up some tips on maybe how, because it sounds like she's trying.
How do you
when do you know when to just say, okay, this is unfixable?
Right. So I feel like if she can get him to go to therapy so that they can learn how to communicate their needs to each other.
Maybe that's
a
start.
And hear each other out.
Maybe that's a start.
Yeah.
All right, 502-795-1997. We'll get to some of your stories and your comments coming up. So Holly is kind of on an emotional island right now after admitting to her husband she had an emotional affair. It's 99.7 DJX. She wasn't getting what she wanted from him, so she kind of confided in someone else.
Was having like a text relationship that she fessed up about.
Right. This person cut her off.
Right.
And so now she's kind of like, I'm swaying out. I don't in the nothingness, in the void, and I don't know where to go.
Because the husband's all like, well,
yeah, just get over it.
Get over it. And isn't willing to try to reinvest in their marriage either, the way she's trying to, like, inject some life into it.
Yeah.
And he's not meeting her halfway. He's just like, this is it.
Yeah, and you and I were both kind of saying it's a red flag that the husband doesn't want to re-engage.
Correct.
A lot of people, though, are going, well, maybe it's because she had an emotional affair. But it almost sounds like, that's like, what is it, the dog, the tail wagging the dog or whatever, it, where she did that because he wasn't doing...
He wasn't filling her emotional cup.
Her emotional cup in the first place.
I feel like it would have been worse. Maybe just for me, it would be worse if it was a physical affair to mm-hmm. get over from the husband's perspective, I would think. But at this point, she didn't stray there.
I don't know,
so
though.
If I were him, I'd be like, you need to swoop her off her feet again.
Yeah.
And make her remember why she married you and not have eyes for anybody else or a heart for anybody else.
All right. Andrew the Love Doctor.
Yes.
He calls our show all the time. Not a real doctor. You have a take on this?
I do. And I don't know. She answered her own question when she sent the message to you guys. And you guys, if she didn't realize it, answered it for her. Super proud of both of you, by the way.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. She and her husband's response to her telling him is the reason she was doing it in the first place.
Yes.
She wasn't getting what she needed from the marriage, so she went elsewhere, which is not uncommon.
Right.
But Kelly hit the nail on the head. He's got to be willing to go to therapy and see a real doctor to get this fixed. That's the only way they're going to salvage this marriage. If he just says, that's it, you're going to have to deal with it, that marriage isn't going to last much longer, guys.
Well, no, he's got to care that she's not getting what she needs from him.
I was going
to
say,
that should matter to him.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that he's just kind of dismissive of the whole thing.
Yes, that's the
absolutely,
problem.
Absolutely, yeah. I would have a huge problem, and if I cared at all about my wife and the marriage and us staying together, therapy would be on the books for Monday morning.
Yep.
All right.
Correct. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right.
Benjamin's texting. It's also a red flag that the third party was the one that cut it off. Would she still be happier with someone else? Because she isn't the one who ended it.
That's true.
Very true.
She's not out of her own mind.
No, but I think it would sound like she felt bad about it, confessed to her husband. Mm-hmm. Her husband just was like, blew it off, and then I think she just fired it back up again.
You didn't kiss him, right? No. Okay. Get over it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That sounds like exactly what happened. And then now this texter person just like, nope, we're done. And now she feels like she's left out in the cold again by herself.
Got a text from a listener who wanted to remain anonymous, said, been there with my first marriage, try to dump the emotional energy into the husband. Could be therapy, yes, but sometimes the emotional affair is worse than a physical affair for women because she was getting from him what she was missing from her husband.
Yeah, but apparently he doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
That's the problem.
Yeah, this texter was like, well, my first husband is gay, so this whole story may be of zero help anyways. But it's good that that was all figured
right,
out.
Right, yes, eventually. Sure. Yeah. I know. But yeah, I think she needs to truly figure out, all right, does he care about her happiness in the marriage?
Yeah, and if that answer...
she's telling him, there's something missing.
That's my biggest hang-up.
Right.
Is that she's saying, like, spelling it out to him, and he's still like, figure it out.
Yeah, so she needs to figure out if he wants to help her figure this out and both, like, inject new life in their marriage so that neither one of them feels the need to go outside of it in any way, shape, or form, emotional, physical, whatever it is.
Both of you deserve happiness.
Yes.
So if you're not getting it, you need to figure out how to get back there. So good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. I know it's tough. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.